Bocciane, Storks is an oil painting on canvas, 150 cm wide and 198 cm long by Józef Chełmoński, completed in 1914. After he returned from Manish, where he had studied, Józef Chełmoński spent many years in Kuklówka near Żyrardów. He was a frequent visitor to the Krasiński Palace in Radziejowice, which now holds the largest collection of his works. The painting Bociane is in the possession of the National Museum in Warsaw. In the Hosen painting we can see an elderly man and a boy depicted against the background of a meadow covered with lush grass and tiny flowers. They are watching storks flying high in the sky. Their appearance and the circumstances they are shown indicate that they are country people. The artist didn't care about pronounced contours or detailed presentation. He painted this work with long strokes of the brush, showing no concern for presenting details. The painting is dominated by pastel colors. In the foreground, the man is sitting on the grass with his legs stretched. His centrally placed figure takes almost half of the height of the painting. He is turned aslant towards the bottom left-hand corner. We see him from the perspective of his left profile. He is holding a clay pot with food in his left hand, propping in on his left knee. He is behind his right arm, naturally pressing it to his side, because in his hand he is holding a spoon at the stomach level. He looks as if he stopped eating for a moment and slightly raising his head. He is looking at the sky towards the fronts of a flock of several storks. The ones he is looking at are not visible in the picture. The storks are flying in V-tip formation. The man has ringlets on the neck and face, a prominent straight nose, small deep-set eyes and a large slightly open mouth with the corners slightly dropping. The artist hardly marked his eyelashes and eyebrows. The peasant has gray-flecked medium-length hair covering the arse, but with unique length and carelessly arranged. He is dressed in a whitish cream, loose caftan with a small collar, reaching almost to his knees, and baggy ankle-length pants. He has dirty, bare feet. Beside him, under his right hand, there is a dark brown hat laying on the ground, carelessly turned upside down. The man must have taken it off during the meal. His face and hair seem sweaty as the picture shows a sunny day. The play of light and shadow is strongly evident on the face, hair, and clothes of the man and the boy who is standing on his left, and is also watching the storks in the sky. The boy is tilting his head firmly back, because he is rather looking and dressed in the same way as the peasant, but his caftan is looser and girded with a dark green piece of cloth, and his right trouser leg is casually rolled up to his calf. The old man's and the boy's caftans are tied at the neck, but it is not presented clearly, so we can only guess, looking by the yellowish outline of the binding and the neck of the caftans of both of the characters. On his head, the boy is wearing a firmly settled flat hat in brown hose, its rim in dark brown and the rest is a lighter color. Much of his bright yellow hair is sticking out from under the hat. It is reaching his neck when he is tilting his head back. The hair is covering with earth. His face is visible only from the left profile. The boy has a petite nose, small deep-set eyes, like the old man, and a rather big but closed mouth with slightly dropping corners. Both the boy and the man are tanned, but the boy's cheeks have more pinkish shade. The play of light and shadow is mainly visible on the character's clothes. Creamy and pale pink patches of light in different shades appear on them, and the creases of white cloth become gray. The right of the boy, just below the skyline, where there is a row of several huts, a piece of ploughed field is visible, with a pair of oxen working on it, harnessed to the plough. Just a part of the plough can be seen. From behind the silhouette at the first ox, you can only see the rump of another animal with a raised up tail, as if the ox is chasing a fleece. On the horizon, situated just above one third of the height of the painting, Behind the backs of the characters, there is a roof of several rural cottages, visible mainly from the perspective of the characters. Large thatched roofs reaching at the ground. Only one hood can be seen below the thatch. The visible front wall of the house is a single whitish patch of color in the background of the horizontally spaced brown roofs. Between the third and fourth house from the left, a very tall leafless tree, like a veterinary poplar, is visible. At the top, there is a large empty stork's nest. A supple pink streak is hovering in the sky above the houses. It suggests a sunset or sunrise. Above the layer of light pink clothes, there appears a rather strip of non-uniform white cloth. The upper frame has a clear light blue color. The painting is outstanding in terms of color harmony. The touches of the huts, the tree, the nest, the field, the oxen and the boy's hat are brown, and even the peasant's hat is dark brown. Brown appears in this picture is different shades. The brown of the character's face and the copper shade of brown of the dish that the old man is holding blend harmoniously with the underdetermined brown costume of the other elements mentioned in the painting. The play of color shades influenced by sunlight is a characteristic feature of realistic painting in the first half of the 20th century, represented by Józef Hełmoński.